Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, neighbor.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Man, it's good to hear that again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
Welcome to the listeners.
That's right. Kia ora, Millie, and everyone else.
Yeah.
How was your new year and everything?
It was really good. Really low-key one, which I think more people need to recognise the power of. Just a real lazy one.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
It's the half-assing your way through the year as well. It's the thing.
It's so good.
It's the thing. That's right.
Minimum effort, maximum output.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good little segue into opening the show for the year. And welcome, listeners, to Marijuana Media. For the year 2025, bloody hell, never thought I'd still be doing this at this time, because it's 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act, 1975. It's got its big 5-0 this year. So, you know, make a weed cake for the Misuse of Drugs Act and blow out some candles.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
That is
a long time for a bill. Like, are there many...
For any law.
Are there any other laws that are, like, that old?
There's not many. There's not many. And, for example, I saw in the news they were redoing the Companies Act. That's from, like, the 90s. But it gets amended constantly. But they're saying that's not fit for purpose because it's so old.
Here we have the
Misuse. A little bit of context, though. We had an even worse law before that. Everything would have been the equivalent of Class A. And in 1975, this came off the back of the Blake Palmer Committee, which met 1972-3, apparently. Mm-hmm. And some esteemed dude and committee. And they recommended in their report, they actually did lead to the Misuse Drugs Act, to keep prohibition only for so long as it was seen to be effective. That is the quote from the Blake Palmer Committee report.
Shouldn't have said that. Well, they should have said that, but...
It did lead to the ABC, which is better than everything being A, but still,
yeah.
The intent was to kind of decriminalise it. In the context of it, there were like 10 or so states in America decriminalising at that point. It's off the back of the kind of 60s and all that. There was reform happening all around the world. It was one of those kind of things. So we get this law, and it could have, if police had gone into it with good intents, it might have been fine.
Might have been
great.
But
instead, they kind of used it as a tool to oppress and all the other things they've done.
Yep.
By the 1990s, we actually had, New Zealand had, the world's highest arrest rate for cannabis.
Wow, in the world?
In the world. Beaten only by certain parts of New York at the time, which, if you're unlucky enough to be in a certain part, you know, where they were in for it. But anyway, New Zealand as a whole, highest arrest rate in the world, 30,000 people getting busted for use or possession of cannabis every year. Every year, 30,000 people.
That's too many.
Boy. It was pretty intense. Now, despite the law not actually changing, really, or what it, what the, no, I should rephrase that. A key bit did change.
Mm.
2018, I think it was, or 2019.
Nice.
And it told the police, use your discretion, just back off.
Yep.
Back off, mate. Use your discretion. And again, having said that, they could have gone, well, our discretion is to keep arresting people.
What?
If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's kind of poorly worded. But
it's terrible.
Instead, unlike the kind of bad 80s and 90s, when they were going, right, let's arrest as many people as we can.
As many.
They've used this to go, okay, yeah, let's refocus.
Yeah.
Get on with the stuff that actually matters.
Yeah.
So there's about 1,000 arrests now. So down for 30,000 to 1,000. It's still 1,000 too many. But and discrimination and arrest, you know, who you are, you know.
Yeah.
Young males, particularly Māori, getting done a lot more. This presumption of guilt that's all through the law that breaches the Bill of Rights Act, particularly if you're growing or just happen to possess, you know, more than 28 grams.
Literally.
You're a dealer. You're a presumed dealer.
Yeah, you're presumed to have possession with intent to sell, which is just crazy. In no other law are you allowed to be like, oh, we know what your next step was with this, you know?
Mm. That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
There's actually a little known as well. There's a presumption in the Misuse of Drugs Act, again, because it was part of this decrim wave in the 70s. It's built in. It says right there, you should not go to jail for a Class C thing.
Really?
And, of course, thousands of people have gone to jail, particularly for growing, as I say, you know, maybe more than 10 plants or possessing more than 28 grams.
If not tens of thousands.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, the whole ABC system became a bit of a, you know, not at all related to harm or impairment or anything like that.
It's, three pick or choose.
And, of course, all the people that have got criminal records over the years. These need to be wiped or expunged, as they call it.
As they should be.
As they should be. So we have a new Minister of Health as of this week.
We do. As of tomorrow. Simeon.
Simeon Brown, new Minister of Health. Now, unlike Shane Reddy, he's not a doctor.
No.
But also, he's the former president of Pro-Life Auckland, which is a anti-abortion lobby group.
Not know that.
Yeah, there you go. So that's our new Minister of Health.
That's really bad.
We're in the Trump era, so, you know, kind of fits, eh?
I used to interview Reddy. So I knew him quite well. Yeah.
He's a very nice guy.
He was actually really lovely.
Too nice, probably.
Shout out, Shane.
Shout out to Shane. Yeah. Speaking of someone else who's actually also quite a nice guy, the time that I've met him, Chris Bishop, our new Minister of Transport, so he's going to be in charge now of the drug driving bill, which of course didn't pass before Christmas.
Right.
And all this official advice came back just on kind of right before Christmas, showing it was a load of bollocks and needed to be rewritten. And and so I think that's hopefully what's going to happen. So hopefully Chris Bishop, who was a pro-medical cannabis and... so forth. So he's on the Liberal end of National, so that's a good thing.
Wow, that actually is really good news, because I know that was hanging over a lot of people's heads. You know, just the fact that maybe, you know, they might not be able to medicate and drive.
Yeah, or just live your life and drive.
And,
you know, no one's saying that we should have a right to drive impaired or anything like that, or anyone should drive impaired.
Of course not.
It's having a law that actually achieves that.
Yeah.
Which, of course, it's the big fault with the Misuse of Drugs Act.
It's a big one.
Achieve much either. And I mentioned Trump before, but just to quickly, I don't want to, you know, hate mentioning the guy's name. But on the if we can take a ray of positivity, last time he was in, he was very state right and hands off, and he didn't kind of do anything kind of bad in the drug side of things. And on his first day as president, he's pardoned the Silk Road founder, Ross Ulbricht, on his first day. And for those of you who don't know, Silk Road was the dark web online marketplace for, like, anything goes.
Yeah. I mean, those pardons are just crazy, but that one, I don't know. Is it a step? Who's to say? I mean, everything seems to be going in the wrong direction there, so...
we just try and, you know, think positive. Just try.
Yeah, exactly.
Try our best.
Yeah.
You know, and Kennedy, who's the FDA head in health and that, he's kind of, you know, he's weird, but he's got some kind of...
Yeah.
On our side on drug issues kind of thing, but he's still weird, so he's a bit like, embarrassing.
He's still freaky.
And the AG as well, who's in charge of all the law enforcement. They're being a bit vague on it too, so...
My God.
Anyway, there's your... Enough of that. If we can move right along...
Yes.
Jeez, I don't know why you want to talk about Trump. Locally here, the big news of the last month has been this paper published in a journal called Phytology Now, and it was a local consortium led by Manu Kadi, who founded Rua Biosciences, and local iwi Te Kaurau Amaki, Ngāti Hauā, Ngāti Hinirangi, Plant and Food Research, and what they did is they gathered up these samples of this liverwort, Radula marginata, also known as Wairua Kohu.
Wow.
And the idea, because it had already been published, like going back to the 90s, that it has these cannabis-like compounds in it, phytocannabinoids. So what they wanted to do is screen them and protect them. The indigenous rights around them. So this new paper, Unique Bibenzyl Cannabinoids in the Liverwort Radula Marginata, parallels with cannabis chemistry, if you want to look it up. And that was the really interesting thing. So the media reports were all like, oh my God, liverwort has cannabis in it. And it's like, that's not the news.
Not
that
quite.
That's from the 90s, we've known that. So the news was that they actually screened all these different samples over 3 years, all collected all around the place, including around here in Auckland and that, and they found this chemical called PET, which is analogous to THC. But the big news was they found the equivalent to CBD, perotetinindiol.
There we go.
And then they also found the analog to CBG. And in terms of cannabis, CBG is where THC and CBD come from.
Yeah.
CBG is like the parent compound.
Yeah.
So what they've done is found the equivalent of those three. And then they also found that they found different strains that were higher in each one, which is what you find with cannabis too. It produces
exactly
one but not the other kind of thing. It won't do high in both. And then they grew some under lights and they found it also being expressed there. So it's got a genetic thing. And that was really the learning from it, is that these, and here's the key, these results suggest convergent evolution of biosynthesis in two distant plant lineages.
Which is incredible. Mm. So do you think I would be taking too big a leap to say that maybe one day we could see these being used in medicine as well?
Yes, and I think that's what they're looking at, is potential medical benefits, where you might have, you will have lower, if not no psychoactivity. And so they're warning people, well, you'll be wasting your time to go out there and try and get it.
Try and get it. Even calling them absolutely spaceshipped on it.
It's low concentrations, and it's also... in terms of isomers, the chemistry, it's the cis, not the trans.
Oh.
And as we know from our THC, it's delta 9, or it's trans delta 9 THC,
trans
whatever
delta
it's
9.
Called. So it's the trans THC is what gets people high.
We got the cis.
And this is the cis version of PET. So they're saying, well, you could have some medical benefits, but not some psychoactivity.
And that's okay.
That's okay. That's
right.
It's
okay. We've got other things for that, man.
That's right. That's right. You can just go get a prescription.
Don't need this liverwort, man.
That's right. Well, yeah, hopefully they will find some interesting things there. But you know, in the meantime, you can just
so
go get
cool.
your medical cannabis prescription.
Exactly.
And this was brings us to the final news story of the show. And this is great news as well. It was reported on Radio New Zealand last week. Paddy Gower, in fact. Survey came out of Massey University. It's the New Zealand Drug Trends Survey, which we often follow.
Yes, which I think, I don't know, I encouraged everyone to take a part in.
Yes, right. Lots of listeners would have.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a survey of drug consumers. And what they found was a third of the medical cannabis users now have a prescription. So they're legal.
Yay!
That's the highest ever.
It's incredible.
That's great. That's great news that it's gone up by so much. It went up from, last time they did it was 22 to 23,
mm-hmm.
and so this was the 2024 sample. So that in the last one, it was only 9%, and then it went to 37%. So a huge increase in a year or so.
What a huge increase. That's great news.
One in four medical users said that clinics and pharmacies were their main source. Their
Ooh.
Doctor is their dealer.
Yes. And that's what we want to be hearing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Yay.
Top reasons, which does, this matches what I hear from mm-hmm. people. Mental health, things like anxiety and depression.
Yep.
Sleep and pain. Yeah.
Yep, pain.
Nearly half of female users used it to help with symptoms of women's health conditions, such as endometriosis.
Yes.
Probably gets overlooked by a lot of authorities and things.
Sure does.
60% though of medical cannabis users have never asked their doctor for a prescription, or any doctor, I should say. It was 85% last time they asked, so even that's a huge change as well.
So if you haven't got one, get onto it.
That's right. And interestingly, they asked about what people thought the law should be, and most people wanted something in the middle. Even though they were actually all drug users, there was very few people wanting free market and very few people wanting prohibition. It was like, let's be sensible. Let's have some sensible rules.
Wow.
So that was good. And that was cool. Strong across all political parties. So
Yay.
Very good.
Well, Cole, it's so good to have you back. And it's so
Thank
good
you.
To have you back hitting the road with these great stories. Otherwise, just lovely to... Lovely to talk again.
Indeed. If you want to get your prescription, hit us up down at the hemp store. We can hook you up with a doctor. You can call us or come on down.
Yes.
And we've got the substance checking in time for Laneway. That is on the 4th of February, I think. Is it the 4th?
Yes,
the, the Wednesday. The Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So on the 4th, you can go get them checked.
Yes.
Before
Drug
you
Foundation
go.
In the shop, 2 to 6pm.
Get them checked before you get wrecked at Laneway.
That's the one.
All right. Well, ta, Chris, and as per usual, that's Marijuana Media for the week.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.